Welcome to Backline Banter. This episode is a special one indeed. The first video podcast, you could kind of say. So if you're listening on Spotify or wherever you are, go check out the YouTube channel. Just search up Backline Banter. It should pop up. As today we are doing European competition predictions, I guess you could say. So we're looking through the Europa Conference League, the Europa League, and of course the Champions League, and predicting those quarterfinal games and the semifinal, and then ultimately who will win the competition overall. So I just thought maybe a little bit for your entertainment purposes, you might want to have a look on YouTube, because I've got the big screen up on what is going to be selected, you know. So up to you though. I thought try something different. We'll see. It might be a bit shorter. Might only be about half hour. Anyway, let's jump straight into it. Before we do that, I thought it is just the best time to do it. You know, international break for this week. So try something a bit different. See how it goes. It might not be out till a couple of days, but it doesn't matter. So the first one we have today is the Europa Conference League. So as you can see, or as you're listening, I'll say it through anyway. The first side of the bracket, we have Aston Villa versus Lille. And the winner of that will play the winner of Olympiakos or Fenerbahce. So the first game, Aston Villa versus Lille. Now, of course, all these games will be played two legs. So both teams have a chance at playing at home and playing away. Now, I'll be honest. Aston Villa, very strong team in this side, and I would not be surprised one little bit if they don't win the whole thing. And I've looked at all the games, of course, because I had to have a little bit of an opinion, you know, of who I think is going to go through instead of just, you know, sitting here ages, who should I pick through? So I've already kind of looked at some of the teams, and wow, this is a strong lineup. Aston Villa are a strong team in this competition. So it's a big blockbuster game, to be honest, in this quarterfinal, Villa versus Lille. But of course, I've just got to back Villa, you know, like the Premier League team. I watch them pretty often because they're doing very well this season. Fourth in the Prem, playing some big games at the moment. And to be honest, they haven't been amazing in this Europa Conference League so far, but I do think when needs to be, they can switch it on, because I suppose maybe they found themselves a bit complacent in the group stages. And of course, you know, they did win and they advanced, and of course they beat Ajax in the round of 16 to progress to the quarterfinal. But I don't know, maybe just they think, you know, looking at the other teams, just the name of it and what league they play in, they think, oh yeah, we've got this in the bag easy, like we'll roll through them. But that's not the case. They've got to play to that high quality they do every week in the Premier League. So to be honest, Lille, they're a good solid French team. I don't think they're doing amazing in the French league this season, but you know, in the competition, possibly that is their focus. Again, I'm not too sure. Don't watch a lot of French bowl. Do like PSG, but I'm not too sure, to be honest. So, like you can probably expect, I am going to put Aston Villa through. And to find out who I think will play Aston Villa in the semi-finals, it is either Olympiakos or Fenerbahce. And like I said, because, you know, Europa League conference, I don't watch a lot of these teams. Like, I'm not watching the Turkish league or the Greek league, I'm pretty sure. So yeah, I might just speed through this one a little bit. If I had to pick a team, I think I'm leaning towards Fenerbahce. Just for me, they're more of a known team, and I feel like the Turkish league is better than the Greek league. But again, I'm not too sure. But I do believe Fenerbahce will play Aston Villa in this Europa League conference semi-final. So there you have it, a big matchup. Let's go on to the other side of the quarter-final. So the first game of the other side of the quarterfinal, we have Victoria Plzeň. I don't think I'm saying that right, but Victoria Plzeň, something like that, versus Fiorentina. Now, Fiorentina, last season in this competition, did reach the finals, but lost out to West Ham, who won the whole thing. So you've got to say a bit more experience than Victoria. That's what I'm just going to call them for now on. But I do believe I've seen Victoria in the Champions League a few times. I might be wrong, but, you know, so they do have some experience in these European competitions, you could say. But Fiorentina just, In my opinion, the clearer team overall, you know, playing in the Serie A, got to the final of this competition last season. So I think I am going to put them through. So to verse Fiorentina in the semi-finals is either Club Brugge or PAOK. Again, the pronunciation is hard, man. You know, you got to let me off a little bit. But I think PAOK, I don't know, I'm going to call them PAOK anyway, but Club Brugge versus PAOK. Now, I haven't heard too much of this PAOK team, and to be honest, I don't really know where they're from. I should have done a bit of research beforehand, but honestly, I just wanted to jump straight into it and see what happens, to be honest. But again, I'm kind of just going for who I know more and who's the more well-known team, you know. So I do think Club Brugge will beat PAOK in the two legs and versus Fiorentina in the semi-finals. Now, of course, PAOK could come out of nowhere and beat Club Brugge. You know, not many people expecting it. It's definitely a possibility, but I just don't see that happening as much. So now the two semi-finals, like I said, Villa versus Fenerbahce and Fiorentina v Club Brugge. That is what I think is going to happen. Now, of course, like I've been saying, Aston Villa, so good. I do think they will win this competition. So against Fenerbahce, I do think Fenerbahce will make it difficult for Aston Villa. I definitely do believe that. I think a lot of people might see that matchup, Villa v Fenerbahce. Villa will just walk over them, but I don't think that's the case. I still, of course, like I've said, do believe they'll push through and beat Fenerbahce, but a bit closer than most people will think. But of course, they will progress to the final, And now the question is, who will Villa play in the final, Fiorentina or Club Brugge? Again, I think it's going to be a close matchup. I do think, personally, Fiorentina is the better team. Again, like I've said, you know, the teams that play in, you know, the top leagues, you know, Villa in the Prem, Fiorentina in the Serie A, and of course, you know, Club Brugge, you know, they're all respectively playing in the best league they can be, you know, if that makes sense. You know, they can't get promoted into a better league, you know, because in terms of where they're from and that. So it is going to be a bit of an interesting game, but as you can probably expect, I think I am going to pick Fiorentina, just experienced in the competition. And again, just like the Villa Fenerbahce game, I don't think it will be a walk in the park for Fiorentina. I think Club Brugge will make it difficult for him, but I just think the Fiorentina game that they have at home, they will just score a lot of goals, which will advance them to the final. Now, onto the big game, the grand final. Now, the way I have predicted it is Aston Villa versus Fiorentina. Now, this is a big matchup, I'll tell you that for sure. Both big teams in their own way, and it is a little bit difficult to say which one I think will progress, but I'm caught in two minds. I'm like, do I go with Villa, which is the obvious pick, you could say, or do I go for the underdogs, Fiorentina, to get one over Villa and beat them? You know, lost in the finals last year. Can they win it this time? I think it will definitely come down to the wire, either extra time or penalties. That's what I'm feeling. And you know what? I'm actually going to predict Fiorentina to beat Aston Villa. I know, bit of a wild call, but I just see Fiorentina a bit more experienced, like I've mentioned multiple times. The final last year, I reckon they'll get to it again this year, and I think they will get the job done over Aston Villa and be crowned victors of the European Conference League. I just think, you know, by seeing Aston Villa so far in this competition, it hasn't really impressed me to make me want to put them, you know, first place, you know, to get the trophy. Whereas Fiorentina, they have been good, you know, not thrashing teams, but I guess, you know, you get the win and that's all that matters in these competitions. But yeah, for me, Villa, not as convincing, of course, still getting the job done. And I do think they will make the final, but I just, Fiorentina, you know, the big game, Villa hasn't been in like a European competition for a long time. And I just think they don't have that, those experienced players for these big games. As, I mean, you look at them at the start of last season in the Premier League, they were looking for relegation. And then Unai Emery comes in and does absolute wonders for them, brings them up, and look at them this season, fourth place, pushing for Champions League. But what I think will let them down is the lack of experience, which Fiorentina has. So I think Fiorentina will beat Villa in the final to win the competition. Now, if I had to give a score prediction, I think it might be a 1-0 to Fiorentina, a goal in extra time, or it goes down to penalties and Fiorentina keep their cool and win on pens. So that is my predictions, as you can see on the screen. Fiorentina to win it all. I do think there will be some close games, and especially the marquee matchups, you could say, you know, the first game in the quarterfinals, Villa versus Lille, and then, you know, both the semifinals and the finals would be good games to watch. And of course, every team in this competition wants to win it, no matter what other people think. Oh, you know, Europa Conference League, you know, whatever. It is still a European trophy. It is massive for the clubs, and I think Fiorentina will take it all. Now, on to the Europa League predictions. Now, this is the competition that I am most interested in, to be honest, because, of course, I am a Liverpool fan. To be honest, I probably should have the shirt on, but actually, give me 1 second. There we go. That is better. Like I was saying, I am, of course, a Liverpool fan, so I'm very interested in the Europa League this season. Of course, disappointing last season how we didn't get that Champions League spot, but that's all right. We're in the Europa League, you know. Still a good level of European competition with some big teams in it. So our first game we have in the quarterfinals is Benfica versus Marseille. Now, this is a good matchup, to be honest. Marseille haven't been the best in the French league, you could say. You know, they're doing all right, but you can't expect them to possibly be pushing PSG for their spot. And Benfica in the Portuguese league, I mean, again, one of those top teams along with Porto, you know, Sporting Lisbon. So again, they're doing well. So I do think this will be a close matchup. And honestly, I'm thinking of it now. Who should I put through? I don't really know. It's going to be very, very tight. Benfica or Marseille. Now, I think this one, well, a lot of the games are on, you know, of course, who plays better on the day. But who do I think will show up? I think Marseille, when they're at home, their home ground, their home fans is crazy. I've seen so many things where people are like, Marseille is the worst place to go to play a football game because their fans are just crazy. Their atmosphere is wild. They even possibly make other teams scared. Like, it is very good. And Marseille have been very strong, I thought, so far in this Europa League. Aubameyang, I mean, I'm pretty sure he's a top goal scorer in the Europa League. fairly sure, you know, this is just his competition. And yeah, he's been firing. And I do have to say, Marseille will beat Benfica, but Benfica will definitely put up a good fight against them. But overall, I do think Marseille will progress to the semi-final. Now, of course, the big game, Liverpool versus Atlanta. Now, I mean, there's not much saying, ooh, who am I going to predict? Because, of course, it is going to be Liverpool. I'm going to press it now because, I mean, it just has to be. I do think Atlanta, I mean, when it's at Atlanta's ground, it will be a bit of a difficult game. I do think we will still win, but it may only be by a goal or two, you know, not a lot. That's the thing. It should be a close game. But when it comes to Anfield, we are just going to run riot, like, respectfully. Atlanta, they are a good Serie A team, but against the team in the Premier League who are pushing for the title, and of course, I think they will win it, you can't do much when you come up against them. And yeah, all the boys will be firing, and hopefully, of course, on the back, big boy Darwin Nunez scores some goals in the two legs. But we'll see. Of course, there will be podcasts on these big games, and especially the Liverpool-Atlanta one. But of course, Liverpool will progress to the semi-final facing Marseille. Now, on to the other side of the Europa League quarterfinal bracket. Now, I've got to be completely honest. This side is twice as difficult as the other, even more. It is absolutely crazy. You've got the first game, Milan versus Roma, and then Leverkusen versus West Ham. Both insane matchups. And I did watch the draw of these, and I mean, when it happened, I was like, I cannot believe it. That is elite. I mean, it was good, you know, like I've just said, but I was a little bit in mixed emotions when I kind of deeped it a little bit, because of course that makes our path to the final a lot easier. And of course it will mean we'll play, you know, a really good team on the other side, you know, no matter what happened. But maybe it would have been nice to knock out a Milan before we get to the final and all the pressure starts sinking in, or even Leverkusen. So then we know if we knock them out, then we've got an easier matchup in the final, because you've got to say Leverkusen, one of the best teams in Europe at the moment. But, you know, we'll take it regardless. You know, we got the draw, we deal with it, and we will make it to the final. So, like I said, that first game, Milan versus Roma, a Serie A matchup. Now, both teams doing well. I think Roma, especially from sacking their manager, from sacking Jose Mourinho, and now getting a new one. He's done really well with the club. I think Lukaku's doing pretty well this season. Dybala, just all the players are flourishing, you could say. I did think when they sacked Jose Mourinho, I thought, ooh, I'm not too sure about it. Of course, I don't follow him very closely, but I did see it and I was like, ooh, that is interesting. But it has seemed to be the best decision for them, winning a fair few games since his departure and looking like a different and better team. But against AC Milan, who are a bit unlucky to be dropped down to this Europa League, I do think for sure they will beat Roma. Of course, it will be a close game. Like I said, you know, both Italian teams will be very tough. Tackles flying in from everywhere. But I do think Milan takes it. Of course, yeah, Roma won't let it go without a fight. And really, I think it will come down to who does better at their home ground, you know, who scores the most goals. And I just think Milan will do that. Then another massive matchup in this other quarterfinal, Leverkusen versus West Ham. Wow. When I saw that draw, I went, yeah, damn, that is definitely the marquee matchup game. Both massive teams, and like I said, Leverkusen doing phenomenally this season. One of the best teams in Europe. They're on a crazy unbeaten run, 10 points above Bayern Munich in the Bundesliga. Like, you just don't expect it. It was mental. Xabi Alonso doing an absolute masterclass at Bayern Leverkusen. And yeah, just the way they play, all their players are stepping up. It is mental. Like, yeah, crazy team. And then you've got West Ham, who are doing very well this season. Of course, they're sitting in about seventh, I believe. Seventh or eighth, somewhere around there. And a lot better from last season in the Premier League. But of course, they did win the Europa Conference League, which we talked about just before. So, of course, that's what made him qualify into the Europa League this season. And you've got to say, it's going to be close. West Ham with a bit more experience than the Leverkusen team. And as long as they have all their players fit and them just flowing at the moment, they are going to be a hard team to beat. So, yeah, just I'm really looking forward to both of these games, both the legs, because they are going to be extremely close. Overall, though, I do think Leverkusen will take it. West Ham, of course, will put up a good fight, but I just don't think they have enough for how good Leverkusen has been playing. You know, the only way I really see West Ham getting past them if Jared Bowen on fire, Paqueta on fire, Mikel Antonio on fire, like all their players have to be up here, where the Leverkusen players are already at that level. And of course, you know, maybe because they're not as experienced in these competitions, they could drop a little bit in these big games here. But I think overall, they will do the job. It is a bit disappointing to see West Ham go out because I actually do like them a lot. But Leverkusen, you've got to say, the form they're in, the mentality, I just think they will end up beating West Ham in the quarterfinal. So the two semifinals, I'll quickly read out again. Marseille versus Liverpool and Milan versus Leverkusen. Now, the first semi-final, Marseille v Liverpool. I mean, again, it doesn't need a lot of explaining. I think Liverpool will beat them. And to be honest, I think we're going to cruise past them. I do. I think, of course, that game at Marseille, like I was saying before, the atmosphere, their fans are mental. It is such a fortress to go to that place. But I think we will do the job. We'll at least get a draw. We could possibly win by one or two goals, but a close game. But of course, it comes to Anfield and they're absolutely going to get packed in. Only way I see Marseille possibly having a pretty good chance to get to the final instead of us is if we keep getting injuries. And if the injured players are also not recovered by then, which hopefully they should be. I would think they'd be right. But yeah, that's the only reason I think they have a chance. Because of course, we are playing a lot of Premier League games at the moment, along with the Europa League as well. And I mean, our injury list is crazy. A lot of our players are coming back pretty soon though. So it is good. And fingers crossed they have a good, smooth recovery back into the team. No, you know, quick injuries again, you know, like Mo Salah coming back, then he did his hamstring again. Just nice and smooth, and hopefully we do not pick up any more injuries, because that's the only way I see that we could possibly not win this competition, because, I mean, I don't have to say a lot, really. I do think they will win. So, you know, I'm just, you know, trying to see, ooh, do Marseille have a chance? And they do, you know, but I think it will come down to if we get injuries, and I mean, they've got to be in their best form. Like, I have to play, like, this is the last game they will ever play and they need to win. But of course, overall, Liverpool will qualify into the final of the Europa League. And wow, the other final, like I said, the other side of the bracket is so much more exciting, you could say, and so much more bigger teams, closer matchups. We've got Milan versus Leverkusen. Both big teams, of course. Milan having that experience. The past 2-3 years, they've been kind of back into that Champions League. I mean, they've been in the Champions League a long time, but is can they qualify into the next stage? And they did fail to do that this year, but they did have a very, very tough group. PSG, Newcastle, Dortmund. You would think maybe they qualify with PSG. I mean, that's what I thought they'd do, but it doesn't happen. So at least they get that third place. So they drop to the Europa League and still in a European competition. But again, you've got to look at it, and Leverkusen in fire form at the moment. And I do think if they beat West Ham and if they do it comfortably, they will beat Milan. But if it is very close and possibly one game of the leg, it's like, ooh, you know, I don't think Leverkusen played well. And, you know, maybe lose 3-0, but then it comes to their place and they win 4-0, you know, something crazy like that. I think Milan will beat them. But if Leverkusen calm the nerves, stay how they've been playing in the Bundesliga, they will beat Milan in this game. But of course, it is going to be such a close game. But I think for the storyline as well, it's just got to be Leverkusen progressing through to the final against Liverpool. And to be honest, I am kind of picking the favourites at the moment. You know, nothing really interesting apart from, you know, picking Fiorentina to win the Conference League over Villa. But I just don't really see Milan beating Leverkusen, because you could say too, Leverkusen could possibly, you know, say they have a Bundesliga game 3 days before the semi-final and then a couple days after the semi-final, you know, either leg, they can afford to rest players in the Bundesliga, because, you know, 10 points above Bayern, you know, resting players doesn't result in them losing. Of course, it gives them a bit more of a chance if they don't play their best players, but they can afford to do that because they've done so well in the league. And who knows, they could still have their crazy unbeaten run going, coming into this game. And I just think everything is looking towards Leverkusen. And of course, definitely a big year for them. And I do think they will edge Milan, take the other place into the final. So like I said, then it becomes a storyline finish. The Europa League final, Liverpool versus Leverkusen. And I mean, I'm just going to press it now because Liverpool, of course, will win. Of course, Liverpool will win. There's no doubt about it in my mind. I think it will be a fairly close game. I think Leverkusen will bring it to us, that's for sure. Especially if, of course, they make it through, which I think they will do. You know, slowly building up their experience, confidence to get to the final. You know, you've got to say, did it in the quarters, did it in the semis, and then they make it to the semi-final. They make it to the final, and of course, they definitely have a harder path than Liverpool. So, kind of get some used to playing some of the best teams. And of course, Liverpool, you've got to say, are definitely the favourites for this competition. The best team in there. I was going to say by far, but, you know, Leverkusen are top competitors. Are top competitors, that's for sure. But Liverpool fan, you know, I back them in pretty much every game, to be honest. So I do think they'll win. Again, there is more than, you know, one way that I see them losing. You know, unlike the Marseille game, of course, injuries could have a role. If we bottle it, like we may have done against Man United, but, you know, forget about that game. Over the head, I don't remember that one. And yeah, Leverkusen definitely will take it to us, but I think just our experience and how well we want to achieve this season for Klopp's final season. And yeah, it's just going to be a very, very good matchup, you know. Will Xabi Alonso come to Liverpool? I don't know. We'll see. I think I still want to do an episode where I'm talking about, you know, Klopp leaving. What were my thoughts on it? Because when the news came out, the podcast was not a thing. So, but like I've said, overall, of course, I think Liverpool will win. I'm not too sure about the dates, but possibly this could be one of Klopp's last game ever. Because from memory, I believe the Champions League is always after the end of the Premier League season. So I think the Europa League is too. So this could be a massive game, you know, a farewell to Klopp, to see if we win. Give him just some more silverware. And yeah, I just think we'll live up to the occasions. And of course, we should have our injured players coming back, but who knows how many more injuries we could get. But I do think Liverpool will beat Leverkusen, of course. The score prediction, I think it's going to be quite high scoring for a final. I'm thinking a 3-2, a 4-2, you know, something like that. Of course, I do think our back line will be strong, but the way Leverkusen plays, how they get, you know, their kind of left wing backs and right wing backs that kind of play left mid, right mid, up forward, you know, it's honestly a bit like how Liverpool play, just with the full backs coming up. So it will be a very interesting game. I can't wait for it. And to be honest, my prediction's not that exciting. I've kind of picked mainly the favourites, but that is what I think will happen in the Europa League. Liverpool winning it. Scoreline, just 3-2, we'll say. I don't think it will go into extra time. I think it will be done in normal time. But that is my Europa League predictions. Now into the big competition, the Champions League. Now, I think the draw was interesting, to say the least. I'm very excited for it, and I was very happy, to be honest, because I do hope PSG win, because like I've said before in these podcast episodes, PSG are kind of like my second favorite team, to be honest. They were my first, but then, you know, I started watching the Premier League, and yeah, no, Liverpool, of course, my favorites, but they're not in this Champions League this season, so I've got to go for PSG. And the first quarterfinal, and yeah, like I've said, this quarterfinal bracket, much easier than the other one. So the first game will go into Madrid v Dortmund. Now, I am disappointed because you can probably see, I don't know if it's in shot, but my shorts, I do have some Inter Milan shorts. And to be honest, I just bought some black shorts from online and I was like, oh, they actually had a badge too. You know, that's kind of cool. But I do actually like Milan a lot. Of course, got to the final last year of the Champions League. And then to lose on pens against Madrid, it was a bit disappointing to see because I like doing them well. But yeah, that Martinez penalty with a bobble and a step. Yeah. Anyway, we'll move past it. You know, forget about that. So Madrid versus Dortmund. And I think this is a very good matchup. I think these are teams, if they played any other team from the other side of the bracket, they would have lost. But two of the not as good teams, you could say, of course, you know, very good, you know, to make it to the quarterfinals of the Champions League, you've got to be up here. But there are just other teams where they're way above. That's probably out of shot. That's how high they are. So it will be close and a good matchup between the two teams, but I do think Atletico de Madrid will take it. Now, Dortmund, a very good side with some, you know, good young talent, but Madrid, again, I'm talking about the experience and they definitely have it. You know, Diego Simeone been in so many finals of the Champions League and sadly hasn't won any, but I don't think they'll win it this season, but I do think they'll move past Dortmund. We'll be very close, and I do think possibly it could end up coming down to penalties, and I think Madrid will take it. So, in the other quarterfinal for this side of the bracket, we have Paris Saint-Germain versus Barcelona. Now, again, I watched the draw of this, and I wanted PSG to get an easy team. I was like, please, please get one. And I saw Barcelona, and I went, it's not the worst, like it's all right. And then the bracket came down, you know, who's going to play each other in the semi-final. And then we got this game, you know, the winner of this one. I was so excited. I'm like, wow, all we have to do is beat Barcelona, which of course is no easy feat. Like it is going to be difficult, but I do think we can edge it. It's going to be very tough. You know, Barcelona, a good team, but I do think PSG will take it. Of course, biased into it, but we are a very good team. And I mean, we've got Kylian Mbappe. He is going to pull something out of the bag. Well, at least I hope he does. I just think, you know, it's his last hurrah for the club because he's going to go to Madrid next season, let's be honest. So he is going to put absolutely everything into this Champions League because you could say if they beat Barcelona, then they've got Madrid in the semi-finals, which again is a tough game, but, you know, probably leaning towards them to get to beat Madrid and then get in the final, massive. And, you know, anything can happen in finals. Big teams can play worse. The underdogs, you could say, play better. So this one will be a massive game for PSG to get it over Barcelona. Now, of course, when it's at Barca's ground, when it's at the Camp Nou, I do think Barcelona will take it. But I hope we keep it down to a low scoring and then it comes over to the Parc des Princes and we're not going to run right on them. We're just going to have to take our chances, be very clinical. And with Mbappe, I hope he just plays out of his skin, you know, kind of has like a World Cup final match moment in this quarterfinal against him. And yeah, does something crazy like a hat trick to beat him and put him into the semi-final. Now, like I said, the other side of the bracket is a lot tougher. You've got the first game, Arsenal v Bayern, and then Madrid versus City. I mean, you can't ride it, can you? Just the best teams playing the best teams, and then a bit lower level teams playing, you know, similar levels. So, you know, they're all good matchups, but maybe it could come to the final and be a bit of a blowout. But let's hope that doesn't happen. First game, Arsenal v Bayern. It's going to be a close game. I mean, both of the games are going to be close, you know, like I've said. But, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. Now, personally, I think Bayern will go through. And I'm quite confident that they will. I mean, of course, it's going to be close. But I just think Bayern, so experienced in the league, in the competition. And, of course, not doing as well in the league this season, you know, second place, but I don't think anybody expected Leverkusen to do as well, and they've just let it slip, and some games have been a bit questionable, but I do think they will beat Arsenal in the quarterfinal. Just Arsenal, of course, they do have experience as well, but they have been, you know, in and out of the Champions League for a few years now, and I mean, they've just got the bottle in them. Like, come on. Like, you know, sorry, Arsenal fans, but they do have the bottle in them. You know, you've got to say that. And I just think that will happen. I think Harry Kane will run right on Saliba and Gabriel. I just think against his team, he plays, you know, so many times with Spurs against them. I just think he is going to turn up and pretty much be the difference for Bayern, to be honest. So I think Bayern will beat Arsenal in the quarterfinals. The other quarterfinal game, Real Madrid versus Manchester City. Now, again, another close game. You could say at the moment in Man City's squad that they could beat Madrid, but Real Madrid being such Champions League merchants, you could say, you know, winning it the most times, 14 times, is crazy. And, you know, with Bellingham, Vinicius, just all their players, unreal. But, of course, Man City, likes of De Bruyne, Foden, Haaland. So, it is going to be a big matchup. And it will just come down to who plays better on the day. And, to be honest, I think Madrid will edge City. You know, I think City are definitely the favourites, but Real Madrid just, you know, so experienced. I mean, I've talked about experience so much. And of course, that isn't the lead factor in determining, you know, who's going to win. You know, it is kind of just who's the better team, better form. But I just think Madrid so many times in the Champions League have pulled out something out of the bag that nobody expected. They could be three goals down and Benzema, you know, go scores a hat trick. You know, they just are big game players. And when you have Bellingham, Vinicius, you know, so many more. But, you know, those are the big main two names, the goal scorers. They just find something out of nowhere. And it was a bit of a disappointing round of 16 for Madrid. You know, they just beat Leipzig, where you would have thought they comfortably go into the quarterfinals, but that's not the case. But and I just think Madrid will just find something and win the game against City, of course. Bit unlikely, and Madrid are the underdogs, of course, you know, City being the winners of the Champions League last season. But I do think just something's going to happen and they will win. Into the semi-finals. Now, the first one, Atletico de Madrid versus Paris Saint-Germain. Of course, like I've said, I do think PSG will win. I really want them to win the whole thing, you know, get to the final. And I think if they do beat Barcelona, like I've said, and they come against Madrid, again, it's going to be a close game. That's for sure. You know, both very similar level teams, to be honest, in terms of in this Champions League. And yeah, it's just going to come down to moments. And I just think, I mean, Mbappe is going to be the big player. And pretty much if he shows up, I think we're going to win. If he doesn't, then I think we might lose. But he's going to show up. You know, it's Kylian Mbappe, the best player in the world. And I believe we'll beat past Madrid and then get into the final. And you never know. Hopefully, you know, we'll see what happens anyway. But Madrid, good contenders. Well, Atletico de Madrid, good contenders. But I do think PSG will take it. Of course, a lot of bias into this whole thing because I want PSG to do as well. And yeah, you know, you speak it into existence kind of thing. So, you know, I'm saying PSG is getting to the finals and we'll see who they verse and they might beat them and it might come reality. But the other final on our hands, I might move this down a bit, Bayern versus Real Madrid. Now, this is going to be a close game. Very, very close, that's for sure. Just massive teams, multiple times winner in the Champions League. I think Bayern have won it 6 times and, of course, Madrid 14 times. But both teams on similar level, I'd say. Of course, Madrid are top of their league and Bayern aren't. But on their day, and especially in the Champions League, they turn up. And I think both teams will definitely turn up. But I think Real Madrid will take it to get him into another final. Now, I could have predicted Bayern and then it would be, you know, another Bayern-PSG final. That would be very interesting. But I just think Madrid will edge Bayern. I think, you know, like I've said about Mbappe with PSG, Bellingham and Vinicius for Madrid, massive players. And yeah, I just think they show up, and especially Bellingham. I mean, the form he's in this season is mental. Like him and Mbappe, Ballon d'Or contenders, you know, I think first and second, genuinely, because they have been absolutely unreal. Of course, the Euros will play a big part in it. And England and France are going to do very well in it. But that's a topic for another episode. But Bellingham, Vinicius, they're just going to pull Madrid up from the depths. And of course, such an experienced team. They know what to do in big moments. And to be honest, maybe you could say, I mean, looking on the positive side of things, the game against Leipzig, you know, and Madrid only qualifying to beat them by 1 goal. Maybe it was just kind of like, you know, of course, we've got to win the game, but, you know, don't show too much. Like, I'm sure that's definitely not, but, you know, never know. Look at it in another point of view, you could say. Maybe they were just, you know, just chilling out. You know, they'd get the goal and then just sit back and then they concede and they're like, ooh, we need to get another goal. And they're like, we're not going to push too hard and make the score an absolute blowout to make them look like massive, massive contenders. But I don't think that was the case. But, you know, we'll think of it that way. So I do think Madrid will beat Bayern in the semi-final to verse PSG in the grand final. Bayern will put up a good fight, of course. But I just think Madrid, experience, Bellingham, Vinicius. I mean, yeah, when you got those two massive players on the team, you don't have to convince me a lot. Then, of course, the final, like I've said, PSG versus Madrid. Now, I hope PSG win it, and I am going to predict them to win it. But you just got to think, if you're thinking about this logically, at least, you've got to say Madrid's going to win it. But I don't know. I've just got this feeling. And of course, you know, I'm going for him. And I just think Mbappe is a massive player. And, you know, like Ronaldo has been for, you know, Madrid sometimes in the Champions League, I think Mbappe is going to do exactly that. Step up to the challenge and then beat Madrid. Do something that absolutely nobody expects going to happen. And yeah, in the end, beat them. And yeah, it's a bold prediction for sure. I think this Champions League, I've predicted the most upsets, that's for sure. But I think that is going to be how it plays. And I mean, it's very low chance. And of course, even if it gets to that final, them beating Madrid, not a lot of people will see happening. Just, you know, Madrid being such big games and PSG kind of being known to bottle it and not do as well as they should do in the Champions League. But I don't know. I just think this is a year. Mbappe's last season with the club, I just really hope he finally gets them to win the Champions League, and then he goes over to Madrid and then wins the next, you know, three Champions League or whatever with them. But that is my Champions League predictions. I'll zoom it out so you can see all of it. But overall, I do think PSG will win it. Possibly I'm living in a fantasy world, but we'll see what happens. So that is the end of this episode, at least in terms of the video on YouTube. I might have a bit more on Spotify, on the podcast, on, you know, podcast listening apps, but I'm not too sure. But this is definitely the end for the YouTube. I might upload another one pretty soon, maybe a 10-minute video of me doing a list, and then I put the list and the prediction into one podcast listening episode, but we'll see. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed. Whether you're listening or watching, I would definitely recommend watching it. Now, you know, there's not a lot going on watching it, but, you know, you get to see me talking about it, and then I've got the TV screen behind me, which is showing all the games and which teams I predict. So you can see, oh yeah, I've pressed this one. That means Aston Villa will play, you know, Fiorentina. You know, I just think it's cool. And I kind of want to lead more into these podcasts, doing it, you know, video based, and especially even just normal podcasts in general. Because, you know, you may see on the channel, you know, I've got all the episodes up, but it's just the cover image on the podcast, on my podcast app thing, that's just the video the whole time. So it's not very engaging. So that's why you just listen to it on a podcast app. So, you know, I'm trying to integrate it into more things like that, but it just takes a bit more time because then I've got to edit the audio and then also the video as well. So I'm not too sure how I'm doing it, but, you know, it's a learning curve for me, that's for sure. And yeah, there's just some big things coming in the future, I think, you know, possibly guests, you know, two people sitting down and talking about things. But anyway, that's what I'm hoping. I hope you enjoyed. You know, if you can, you know, subscribe, follow, whatever you can do to help the podcast. Give some feedback in the comments or just anything to help. It would be appreciated. And thank you for tuning in to Backline Banter, and see you later.